Marijuana Marches East. This morning's commentary brought to you by Washington Federal. Retail pot shops are now open for business in Massachusetts, the first pot domino to fall on the East Coast. And the first customer, the mayor of Northampton, who bought a chocolate bar, which according to the label contains 54.81 milligrams of premium marijuana distillate with instructions to start with one piece and wait 2 hours. However,
I am actually going to probably preserve it and display it because it is historically significant.
You know, not too long ago, the police would have preserved it too and displayed it as evidence. In fact, CBS's Tony DeCopel, who interviewed the mayor, knows something about that.
My own father, believe it or not, stood federal trial for marijuana smuggling in this very state. Today, he feels vindicated, but he can't really handle this new stuff, Gail. He says it's too strong.
All right, Mr. DeCopel, ahead of his time.
There is a humorous irony to it. The problem is that there are thousands still serving their time for being ahead of it. Some cities will now automatically vacate convictions for misdemeanor possession before pot was legal, but it seems to me that the president should just issue blanket pardons. We need the prison space for the really bad guys. And if he can look past what that Saudi prince did, he can certainly cut some slack for people whose only crime was bad timing.